Welcoming Bruce Johnson to Radio London, Caroline Noe. Well, look, Bruce, we'll be back with you in just a few seconds, but of course, being a commercial radio station, we're just going to tell the listeners and tell everybody all about Peter Stuyvesant.
Surfing or water skiing, skin diving or sailing, this is the world of Peter Stuyvesant, the international passport to smoking pleasure.
Right, thank you very much. Now, Bruce, not only are you out on Big L today, but you're here on part of a holiday or a business trip at the moment?
Maybe half and half.
Yeah. What else are you doing whilst you're over here?
Well, I'm going to all the clubs at night, and I've been doing a couple of radio shows, and I've just been looking around. I still haven't had a chance to look around London after four visits. I still haven't gone to a museum or anything.
You haven't done the usual sort of tourist bits?
No, not yet.
You haven't done anything. But, good. Now, why, whilst you're over here, right, Heroes and Villains has been released.
Yes.
You're on that, of course.
Yes.
How many of the records are you on? How far back?
From Rhonda on. The record that you're going to play next, I wasn't on, but this is another Beach Boy record that made me a fan before I even knew I was going to join them.
Yes.
And it's fun.
Okay. Well, we'll have a listen to that right now. We'll make it a Beach Boys half hour up to 1 o'clock, all right, before you're going to have your nosh. And then we'll talk about how you came to join the Beach Boys.
All right.
Bruce Johnston, not on this one, but we're hearing the Beach Boys anyway for the next half hour. Fun. Yes, there they go, the Beach Boys and fun. We have one of the Beach Boys with us here on Radio London today. Of course, Bruce Johnston. You'll hear his voice in just a few seconds' time, but before that, you hear Mark Roman. Ah! Oh, well, you won't hear Mark Roman because he hasn't started. Yes, he has. Right, he's on.
Children need the famous Book of Knowledge. The English-produced 12-volume Book of Knowledge includes a full descriptive dictionary, classic children's stories, and in fact, there's everything from anatomy to zoology, and it can be yours for as little as 10 shillings a week. With 40 pupils in a class, your child needs the extra help the Book of Knowledge will supply. For details, write to Schoolmaster, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
Now, Bruce, there are various tracks on the albums on which you haven't appeared. This is very magnanimous of you to play the ones on which you haven't appeared. But there's another one coming up now, isn't it, which you like very much?
Well, this song is called A Young Man Is Gone, and we originally, this originally was about James Dean and his car crash or something, but it's done without an orchestra, it's done a cappella, but we did the original words when we came to England on our last tour, and we sang without our backing, we didn't have the backing men in this one. Well, anyway, we just sang it a cappella on stage. And it was written by Bobby Troup. It was originally called Their Hearts Are Full of Spring, and it was in the backside of Honeycomb by Jimmy Rogers as his first recording.
I see.
But I want everyone to hear it, because I dig it.
Now, which part do you take in this?
I take the melody, but not on the record. I've learned it. You see, it's about 3 years old, and it's in the Little Deuce Coupe album.
But when you perform it,
I usually take the high part.
All right, so let's imagine it's you this time, then. All right? Beautiful. Yes, the Beach Boys and the Young Man Is Gone. Right, the time is 14 and a half minutes before 1 o'clock. I've got a commercial to read here, but since he's out here in the boat, let's make him work, shall we? Bruce, we'd like to read this Pleasure Armor bingo thing. I'll do the bingo, the echo effect for you, so you start. Right, ready? Go!
Bingo! Friday night is Big L Bingo Bonanza Night at Pleasure Armor near the beach in Ramsgate. There are mammoth cash prizes, jackpots, and snowballs. And you could win a brand new Triumph Herald. Yes, comma, it's true, exclamation point. There's a special children's room under expert supervision at all sessions. The Big L Bingo Bonanza Night is a must for everyone. Doors open at 6:45 p.m., eyes down 8 p.m. I don't know what that means.
Eyes down, well, that's when they will start, you see.
Maybe they look at their shoes or something. Yeah. There are large, comfortable bars and a buffet. In fact, there's everything for your comfort and enjoyment. Oh, dear. Admission is only, is it 2 and 6?
2 and 6, that's right, yep.
I see, those are good hours. Yep. In the evening and 1 and 6 in the afternoon. For details of free membership, write to Pleasurama, what is it,
Marine Esplanade.
Keep going.
Marine Esplanade, Ramsgate and Kent. You must be over 18 years of age, so you're okay.
Write today for full details. Disc jockey, please note.
On Friday, please say tonight. Well, that's...
Tonight.
So that's the bit you aren't meant to say, but it was always written there for our benefit. Thank you, Bruce Johnson, and commercials.
Wonderful Radio London.
Well, Bruce, let's get back to the very day, the time that you joined the Beach Boys. How did you do this?
Brian got sick, and I was, I knew Mike. As a matter of fact, I met Mike. I was in Las Vegas, and I was at a convention for CBS Records in Las Vegas, and I stayed an extra couple of days, and I ran out of money gambling, and I was wondering how I was going to get back home. So I walked out of the hotel, and I ran into Mike, and they had just come back from their first successful tour, and he loaned me some money to get home, and we just became friends after that. And about a year later, Mike phoned my office and asked me if I knew any musicians that could go fill in for Brian, and he had to be ready to go in an hour. So I phoned around, and I couldn't find anyone. So I said, look, I don't play the bass, but I do play the piano, and I could rent an electric piano and go do it for a couple nights until you find someone. And that was over 2.5 years ago, and here I am.
And you've never missed a concert or a tour?
I've never missed anything. I'm going to miss one concert. Brian wants to go to Hawaii on a vacation. And all the other guys said, come on, let's go, we'll bring our wives. And so our business manager said, you might as well do a concert because that'll pay for it. So Brian's going to do his first concert in 2.5 years in Hawaii. And I'm not going to go. I'm going to go to Mexico and go fishing instead.
Oh, yeah. That's one of your pastimes, is it?
No, but going to Mexico is.
That's your story. That's where you're going fishing.
Well, it's quiet down there.
Okay, well, look, what was the first record you ever made with the Beach Boys?
Help Me, Rhonda.
Help Me, Rhonda? Let's hear it, shall we?
Yes.